under our business sponsors, just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion as we have each and every day. And the Let's Face the Issues broadcast program is formatted, designed around you, our listener. We set the stage, we ask the questions, we give the information, and we ask for your dialogue and discussion on that. It is always our prayer each and every day that the information that's shared will be challenging, informational, and beneficial to our listeners. This is the purpose for the program. And as we face the issues each and every day, as you hear me say day after day after day, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Our discussion is not based on political rhetoric or denominational dogma, but based on the authority of the Scripture. May I say to you, I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus discussing with his disciples, he said this, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." There are a lot of people that say the truth will make you free, but they fail to recognize the earlier portion of the text. If you continue, stay, constantly dwell in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. The word indeed means truly, absolutely my disciple. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." So if we stay in the word, we know the truth, and the truth is the living word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Then in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Scripture. Thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117:2, the Scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So may I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, as I do each and every day on this broadcast, that we stick to the truth, learn the truth, and love the truth. There are a lot of people that will get upset when they hear the truth, want to challenge the speaker. The one that's the carrier of the truth want to challenge them with the truth. Goes back to George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. Orwell said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's precisely factual today. It's the truth today. I find that truth matters regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. Truth matters regardless of your denominational preference. Truth is still the core element of what we need to stand on and believe in and grasp today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Headline says, DeMint warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. DeMint said in part these words, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know more of the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation." That's a powerful statement, ladies and gentlemen. And yet we find, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Listen, you can't bifurcate truth. You can't take a truth and bend it and still call it truth. But yet that is what we find in their statement, no absolute truth. And the 55% of the millennials say this: each person determines their own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. There's no way you can twist it, pervert it, bend it, and make it say anything less than truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize truth when we see it. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, "Faithful Christian, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my challenge each and every day, that we learn it, love it, seek it, live it, tell it, and be willing to stand and defend it even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole, you'll find the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that's bounded about quite a bit lately. You hear it in the news. You see it on television. We find that President Trump is trying to eradicate it. You find that there are those on the socialist, Marxist, Democratic left side of the aisle that want to scream and cry that the hair's on fire, that the world's coming to an end. And that's diversity, equity, and inclusion. DEI. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. What does it mean? Should we embrace it? Should we celebrate it? Should Trump be castigated and condemned for eliminating it or attempting to eliminate it? Ladies and gentlemen, when we hear about DEI, we generally do not get the full grasp of what is really being said and what the DEI stands for. Yet today, we're now discovering that under the Biden administration, U.S. tax dollars by the hundreds of millions were being spent by those that are promulgating and pushing and funding the DEI. And every federal organization, in every federal agency, ladies and gentlemen, including the U.S. Department of Education, hospitals, medical associations, the military, and every facet of dollars that were being put out by federal agencies in every department, in every area, pushing, promulgating, having training sessions, insisting on every agency, every vendor, every subcontractor that serviced any of those agencies, departments, had to agree with DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Even lately, ladies and gentlemen, the very latest is the fact that U.S. aid dollars by the hundreds of millions were being used to push DEI, not just nationally, but internationally. We're going to touch on several of those areas during the course of the broadcast today. We'd love to hear from you. In fact, I want your thoughts. Is DEI something that a Christian, a conservative, a patriot, one that voted for Trump, an individual that wants to stand for morals, ethics, and values, should we embrace DEI? Should we say, well, that's good because of what it's doing? Does it do good? Is it something that, according to the Scripture, in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, the Scripture is very, very clear that we are to abstain from all appearance of evil. And ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to DEI, it's not just the appearance of evil, it's the acts of promulgating and embracing of evil. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the sodomite agenda. We're talking about the LGBTQ agenda. We're talking about the agenda for the transgenderism of the butchering of the healthy body parts for young girls and young boys. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, everything in that lineup under the guise of diversity, equity, and inclusion, under the guise that it's to help and it's to promulgate equality, if you will, in the hiring process and in the administration of the different agencies and departments. And it's the farthest thing in the world from that very aspect of it. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question and comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Daddy. I'm Blair.
Good morning, good morning. I pray that you're well.
Also to you. I think the president needs to knock them out. He needs to. Because it's not doing anything for us, you know, the citizens. And like you said, they're pumping millions and millions of dollars to them. But what have they done? Except for this stupid stuff, going after him, going after Russia, and all this kind of crap. And the people that spoke, he needs to get rid of them. Just like he started getting rid of some of the FBI people. Knock they behind down. What do you say?
Well, Kenneth, you're exactly right. I'm looking at a headline that says, what is DEI? More on the initiative, what companies roll back, why companies roll back, and what they roll back. And DEI, President Donald Trump, DEI orders. And this, in part, when it talks about diversity, this particular writer said it means variety. Variety of human, a human variety, a variety of experiences, identities, and perspectives that our employees bring to the state of employment, end quote. Then it talks about the inclusion that is, they claim it is to take in or compromise as comprised as a part of the whole group. In other words, everybody's included under the term inclusion. Then equality. It says in this article, it's the state of being equal, fairness, the right of access to resources to achieve the outcome of equality. But, Kenneth, when you look at it, let me just simply cut through the chase for a moment. If you're a straight white man or white woman, you don't qualify under DEI. If you're a straight black man or black woman, you don't qualify under DEI. If you stand for morals and ethics and values, you're not qualified for DEI. If you are a conservative Christian or Republican or you follow Donald J. Trump or you voted for Trump, you do not qualify as one under the DEI. So is it really diversity, equity, and inclusion? Not on your life. It is not at all. And yet the Bible says we need to abstain from all appearance of evil. And when you look at what DEI embraces, the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ agenda, the butchering of the healthy body parts of young men and young women, it is everything but that which would be called morals, ethics, and values. And I'm 100% against it. And I believe that we need to understand what Trump is doing is for the good and the betterment of the morals, ethics, and the values in America. And Kenneth, I'm sure you recall when President Trump was running for office, he said that he was going to get rid of the DEI. He said that he was going to change that practice, that he was going to eliminate it. I'm looking at a headline that says, yes. President orders review of the FAA diversity hiring agenda, wants the problems corrected. Let me read a part of this and get your take on it. President Donald J. Trump has ordered the Secretary of Transportation, the Chief of the Federal Aviation Administration, to review all of the DEI practices imposed on our nation's air traffic system during the control system during the reign of Joe Biden, and to take such corrective actions as necessary to achieve uncompromised aviation safety. That would include the replacement of any employees who do not meet the qualification standards. So here's my question, Kenneth. Would you want to get on a jet airplane and fly from Jacksonville, Florida to California when that pilot was hired based on his skin color or based on his gender or based on his, if you please, quirky stands on morals and ethics and values? Would you want to have a surgeon to do brain surgery that had passed his exam and got his medical license based on what's in his underwear and not what's in his brain as far as carrying out the task of doing the brain surgery? How do you stand? What do you say to our listeners with that, Kenneth?
Oh, no. Back to the notes.
Well, that's what we're doing with the DEI. That I believe that summarizes it very carefully, very clearly, very concisely, very precisely. That's exactly what DEI does. It is hiring people, putting people in positions of leadership, out of work, that are not qualified to do the work, but based on their ethnicity, based on their gender, based on their perceived gender. And with the gender delusion out there today, there's 157 different genders. But I'm thankful that President Trump just announced very definitively, very carefully, and very poignantly, that there are two genders, male and female. It goes back to what the Word of God says in Genesis 1:27. God created male and female, created he them, and that is the two that's created. And yet we're to believe, under the DEI agenda, that somehow, some way, the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQI plus, that is the thing that you need to push in hiring somebody. Mm-hmm. And in the military, in fact, thousands of military men are now being reinstated because of their stand on morals and ethics and values. We're finding today our schools are devolving into chaos and confusion because of the DEI hiring for the teachers and for the agenda that's being carried out, rather than on the reading, writing, and arithmetic. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer. It deserves our attention to realize and recognize that what is taking place today through President Trump is for the good and the betterment of our nation, and I'm thankful for that. Kenneth, keep praying. Keep looking up as we watch what God is going to continue to do through President Donald J. Trump. Trump 2.0, Trump 47. I'm thankful for God's intervention. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over to question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. I'm glad it managed to get me in because I'm hurrying to get out. But I'm happy for the whole acknowledgement that God is paying attention. He's on the throne, and he's paying attention to our cries and to what's going on in our culture. We know that the main goal of the left of communism to control the population, the people like in China and Russia, total control. And we know that the main tool that they use, our goal, is divide and conquer.
Yes.
To be
Absolutely.
Able to get control of the culture, you have to divide them. And what they have done now is that they find a good, useful tool to use, and that's the DEI, that they sneak into our culture without we paying attention. They sneak it in. I think it's coming from the Chinese culture. The Chinese use it on their people, DEI. And it is sneaked in on us without even we realizing to destroy our culture in order to divide the people, get them fighting. Racism is a sensitive area, and that they realize that this could be very useful in dividing the population so that they can get control to strangle and destroy our freedom and take over. So we really thank God that he's paying attention, and with what is happening now with Trump stirring the whatever it is, the cesspool or yes, enraging them. But we have to be praying to support that God will deliver this culture, because we are in danger for America to turn its back on God. We are in real danger of the wrath of God, courting the wrath. So when we disband, when you think of, imagine the amount of U.S. dollars, taxpayers' dollars, that's the worst part of what America is doing, not only corrupting our culture, but cultures around the world, third world countries. How much millions for condoms to Gaza, and all the, you hear what the amount of money, oh my God, and they didn't want it to be disclosed. It wasn't easy for them, for Trump to get them to reveal what they have been doing with taxpayers' money. God help us. We have to pray because God has intervened on our behalf, and we really need him. We really need him more and more, else our culture is going down the drain.
Lily, you're exactly right. Lily, you're exactly right. I'm going to read part of an article and get you to respond to it. This is an article that's dealing with the USAID that Trump just shut down. And this article says, lays out the insane priorities of USAID over the years. $1.5 million to advance the DEI agenda in Serbia. Syria. Workplace. $32,000 for the transgender comic book in Peru. This article goes on to say, I don't know about you, but as for American taxpayers, I don't want any of my dollars going for this stuff. But yet, that is exactly what is taking place. The Serbs are being pushed with the $1.5 million to advance the sodomite LGBTQ agenda of nothing more, nothing less than pure racism. That is what it's called. You can call it. DEI is racism. It's making the determination on the hiring based on a person's perceived gender or his skin color rather than based on the ability to carry out the task. In fact, Lily, I'm looking at a headline, and it says, what are they hiding? The female helicopter pilot, where the 67 people were killed, the female helicopter pilot's entire social media has been scrubbed before the Army releases her name. On Saturday, the U.S. Army released the name of the pilot of the U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter that flew into a passenger jet landing at the Reagan National Airport. The crash was on Wednesday. The third pilot's name, Rebecca LaBoach, was finally released on Saturday, 3 days later, the Gateway Pundit reported. And according to other news sources, the chances are 99% that that pilot was a DEI hire put in that position without the qualifications and the ability to pilot that gigantic Black Hawk helicopter and to do so safely. Now, they're still up in there. There's still debate over that. But it's my opinion, based on the articles that I have read, that she was a DEI hire. Look at the end results. And as I ask our previous caller, and I'll ask you, Lily, if you go into the hospital, you've got to have brain surgery. What are your thoughts if that brain surgeon is going to do surgery on you? He got his credentials based on a DEI position and not based on merit, not based on ability, not based on study and preparation. Or if you were in a position where you were going to get in a jet airplane and fly across America, would you want a DEI hire in the cockpit of that airplane, or one that studied and they have been placed in a position based on their ability, based on their merit? Which would you rather have, Lily?
Yes, I would definitely cancel that surgery when I realize what is going on. I tell you, this system coming from the Chinese culture over here, and we don't want it in America. It's dumbing down the culture, dumbing down the education system. No wonder they say we're lagging behind in 38th place where academic achievement. And for our children, our young people, we're dumbing down the education system when we're not encouraging high achievers, the gifted child. We're not encouraging them to advance. That's what we're doing, destroying the culture. And this is very, very serious. But thank God. And it's going to come out. They're hiding it, and they don't want it to come out. But it will come out because this is serious. If the plane crash and kills so many people because of incompetent persons in charge.
Absolutely. Lily, let me tuck this thought in. I'm looking at an article, and in part the article says, the FAA played a prominent role in the use of Biden's DEA standards, which used race and gender ideology as a benchmark for all hiring, subordinating a candidate's actual experience and expertise for the qualification for the job. President Trump said on the 29th of January of this year. He said the shocking event followed problematic and likely illegal decisions during the Obama and the Biden administrations that minimized merit and competence for the Federal Aviation Administration. Further, the article states, the Biden administration egregiously rejected merit-based hiring, requiring all executive departments and agencies to implement the dangerous diversity, equity, and inclusion tactics, and specifically recruiting individuals with severe intellectual disabilities to run the FAA. Now, that should be enough to cause everybody listening to want to cancel any flight, to know that that's been the agenda through the Obama and the Biden administration. Let me read that again, Lily, and I'll let you go. The Biden administration egregiously rejected merit-based hiring, requiring all executives during the executive departments, regarding all executive departments and agencies, to implement dangerous diversity, equity, and inclusion tactics, specifically recruiting individuals with severe intellectual disabilities to run the FAA. Now, Lily, I don't know about you, but if that is the case there, and I'm certain that it is, and if that is promulgated throughout all of the agencies in the federal government, and I'm sure that it has, mm-hmm. all I can yes. say is I'm thankful that President Trump is cleaning house with a fresh broom. What say
yes,
you?
Yes, and they're going to be pushing back hard. They're going to be ruffled, but thank God he's on the throne, because this is so serious. We would want to stop traveling when we realize that they just put anybody in charge, because of color of skin or race, they put them to fly plane. We would want to stop traveling. And I tell you, the whole idea is to corrupting the American culture is bad enough, but spending American dollars to corrupt cultures around the world, then we are in big trouble. America is in big trouble where God is concerned, because he's a God of mercy and long suffering, but what we're doing is very serious in the eyes of God. And we are
absolutely, and it demands yes. Lily, that we it yes. demands that we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots keep praying that God
That's
will
right.
protect Trump, that God will give Trump wisdom and allow him to clean the sewer and clean the drains in D.C., which will then be promulgated across the nation for our protection. U.S. Department of Education is screaming today that's the head of the teachers union. She's having all kind of fits because of the hundreds of millions of dollars that go through her hands, and all of this DEI is promulgated in the schools across America. Yeah. So it demands our prayer that we keep praying and asking God to keep on protecting Trump. Absolutely. Lily, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and we need to keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, that DEI, as it is called. But is it DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, or is it divide, eviscerate, and ignore? I believe that's what it really is. Divide, eviscerate, and ignore. That's the DEI that I see coming out of that program. And it says, our last caller just said, it's taking the page out of the playbook in what is the Marxist-Communist approach, and that is to divide, it is to destroy, and to dethrone God. That is the major, major, major aspect of what we see taking place. So I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm thankful that God is in charge, that God has placed President Trump in the Oval Office for the 47th president. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What say you? Should President Trump do what he's doing and wiping out the diversity, equity, and inclusion? Is that good or bad? How should Christians view it? Should Christians, conservatives, and patriots simply say, well, that's what the program is, that's what the government's doing, so it's all right? Ladies and gentlemen, there's no place in the our Constitution that gives that kind of authorization to bring about the demoralization, the destruction of morals, ethics, and values in our nation. Not one aspect of the DEI could be considered biblical, but in fact, anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-Bible, anti-morals, anti-ethics and values. So it is my prayer that God will continue to work with President Donald J. Trump to remove every vestige of DEI. We're going to talk about that further right after the top of the hour news. So hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAY.